Well, as has become customary on Greening the Great Lakes, it's time to get an update on sustainability initiatives in one of the world's greenest cities, right here in Michigan, Grand Rapids. And with us is Mayor Rosalind Bliss, who not too long ago gave her second State of the City address referring to Grand Rapids, an objective as a city of empowerment. Mayor Bliss, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Your State of the City address was very compelling, and I want to get right to it. One of the major initiatives that you announced in the context of empowerment was your Grand Rapids Racial Equity Initiative. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm glad to. In fact, just this week, we were able to secure funding from the Kellogg Foundation to support that effort. And so a couple things. Last year, racial equity was one of my priorities as well, and I anticipate it will be the entire time that I'm mayor because it's a pretty significant systemic change we're trying to do here. And so in the past year, I've been working really closely with the Government Alliance on Race and Equity, which is a national organization, looking at what we can do internally here at City Hall to embed racial equity into the work that we do, both with policies and budget, and then also to diversify our workforce. And so the Grand Rapids Racial Equity Initiative builds on that work and launches it into more of a community initiative. So we'll continue to do the work internally, but soon we'll launch a community-wide stakeholder group looking at what are our goals as a community to eliminate racial disparities that exist. And then with that, we'll do a city-specific racial equity scorecard. So we know where we are today, and then we'll be able to set some goals based on where we want to be 3 years from now.
Yeah, that dashboard or scorecard is something that Grand Rapids has been doing for quite a while, and you do it with all of your major initiatives.
We do. We do. Data is so critical. You know, what you measure matters, and you don't know where you want to be unless you know where you are today, and so that data piece is critical.
As part of this larger umbrella of racial equity initiative, in your State of the City, you referred to a couple of other things as well that are part and parcel, but you mentioned an affordable housing trust, which you've got seeded with a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, so affordable housing, unfortunately, is a significant issue in our city. There's a lot of great things happening in Grand Rapids, and we have incredible momentum and growth, and with that comes challenges. And one of them is that a lot of people who don't make as much money or who are low income or in poverty are being pushed out of their neighborhoods. And so we're seeing pretty significant displacement and gentrification. And my hope as mayor is that we're a city where, regardless of your income, regardless of how large your family is, you're able to find a place to live here if you want to call Grand Rapids home. And right now, that's hard for a lot of people to do. And so we, last year, as part of our budget, we created an affordable housing trust fund and are seeding that with $1.2 million. And the intent is to grow that each year. In fact, just the other day, we got a $50,000 donation from our Grand Rapids Housing Commission to contribute to that fund. And we're in the process now of figuring out how do we use those funds as quickly as possible to have an impact.
Well, that was my next question. In terms of the affordable housing, would this be new housing? Would this be renovation of existing housing? How do you envision this unfolding?
Yeah, so last year in November, I appointed a housing advisory committee, and they're in the process of making recommendations on how those dollars should be spent. I think it'll probably be a multi-pronged approach. You know, building more affordable housing takes time, and we have an urgent need right now. So we're looking at, you know, what can we do around helping with down payment assistance, other types of short-term solutions as well as long-term solutions.
Another piece of this whole racial equity initiative that you talked at some length about, and it's always fun to talk about, is entrepreneurship, especially entrepreneurship for minority businesses.
Yeah, that's near and dear to my heart. You know, what makes cities great are the locally owned businesses, and it makes us unique. And people love their neighborhoods, and largely because of the neighborhood businesses are there. And so we want to make sure that we support them and we support our local economy. But specifically, how do we support minority and women-owned businesses? So we're doing a few things here. Internally at City Hall, we're looking at our own procurement process, what we can do to support local businesses, being more intentional around a local preference policy. But then also we're partnering with a nonprofit here in town called Local First, and we're working with them to do a campaign to encourage people to shop locally, and we're calling that the GR Local Challenge, and specifically in encouraging people to get out into neighborhoods they haven't been before and to visit locally owned businesses that are in different neighborhoods but also owned by individuals from our Hispanic community and African-American community. Every year I select a book and I ask the community to join me in reading a book and expanding our knowledge around an area. And this year I selected the book Small Giants, again, just providing information to people about why it's so important to support those small businesses and companies in your community that are doing incredible work, and truly why they're a fabric of our community and they need our support to thrive. And, you know, it's so interesting. Last year, we spent a lot of time and energy supporting startups and entrepreneurs. And a lot of those folks that I talked to, it's more than just supporting them get off the ground, but it's supporting them throughout, you know, their growth as well. And the saddest thing is to have, you know, a restaurant open up and then a year and a half later close down because they weren't able to get traction.
My guest is Rosalind Bliss. She is the mayor of Grand Rapids, one of America's and the world's greenest cities. In her recent State of the City address, she provided some background on some new initiatives and talked about some ongoing initiatives in the city of Grand Rapids that are part and parcel of why it's one of the greenest cities in the United States. And one of the things that we've featured on this program before, and it's got a lot of energy, Restoring the Rapids initiative. There's been progress made over the last couple of years since we last looked at this.
There has been. We are plugging along. You know, this is a pretty massive project, an estimated $35 million project that will involve removing, we have five dams that run through the heart of our city in the Grand River, and it'll entail removing those dams. And, of course, with that comes a long process of making sure that you have all your ducks in a row, but it also includes working with state departments and federal departments. So that's where we are right now. We've been working pretty actively for the last 2 years on two things. One is submitting permits to the different departments. So that's EPA, DEQ, Army Corps, FEMA. So there's a lot of departments involved. But then we've been securing easements along the river because part of the goal is to connect the trails on both sides of the river. Through the process, we found out that we have entire species of endangered mussels, that snuffbox mussels that we have to, so now we're working with endangered species to move those mussels and put them back after the project. And then we also need to add a lamprey barrier to prevent lamprey from swimming upstream. So once we have those two things done, then we'll be able to start removing the dams and putting the boulders back in the river. And hopefully, our hope is that will be done within the next 4 to 5 years. And then on the funding piece, we've been working at identifying local funds, private dollars that will contribute as well as public dollars. And we were really excited about 2 months ago to learn that we received $5 million from the federal government through an agriculture grant that will go towards that project. So lots of good things happening, and it's a pretty long, detailed process, but we're moving along.
Well, you have, as part of your city government, the Office of Energy and Sustainability, and they oversee a number of initiatives that we've talked about before. You work on recycling, on clean energy, and even more recently, green mobility. And you've one of your pet initiatives has to do with bicycle safety.
Yeah, so, yeah, and I'll fill you in on where we are. We have a lot of different environmental sustainability initiatives. One of them is around bicycle safety, adding bike lanes. So right now we have about 80 miles of bike lanes in the city. Our goal is to get above 100, but we want that to be a very thoughtful process. And we also want to make sure that folks are safe and they're educated. And 2 years ago, Grand Rapids was unfortunately identified as one of the cities where we had the highest bike car crash rate. So we actually kicked it off last year in May. We kicked off a really comprehensive education campaign, both for drivers and for riders, to educate individuals about the rules of the road, basically. And within that time, we have seen a pretty dramatic reduction in both fatalities and crashes. So we'll continue on that campaign to make sure that people are aware of what the rules are. So bike lanes is a big one. We actually just recently approved funding to do a feasibility study to add bike share downtown and throughout our neighborhoods. So based on the outcome of that study, we'll decide if we want to move forward on a bike share program. So those are exciting initiatives, but we also are doing a lot of work around adding trees, increasing our urban canopy to 40%. So last year I kicked off a mayor's greening initiative. We planted last year well over 500 trees in the course of 2 days, largely in the downtown area and along our expressways. And then I have my second annual, so this year's tree planting will actually occur at the end of this month in a neighborhood that really needs additional trees.
Yeah, I had that as one of my topics as well, and you covered that that beautifully. What about infrastructure? When you gave your State of the City, you got quite a bit of applause when you talked about repairing some potholes.
Yeah, we've kicked off construction season. So if you're in Grand Rapids, you'll see a lot of cones on the road. And we're able to do that because our taxpayers agreed to do a 15-year income tax increase extension and dedicate those dollars to roads. And so part of that is both streets and sidewalks. And so we've been pretty active in identifying streets that we need to do immediately and save them from deteriorating, but then also streets that need complete reconstruction. So we have hundreds of street projects that we'll be doing this summer, this construction year. And you're right, people are pretty happy about that.
We're talking on a number of sustainability fronts with Grand Rapids Mayor Rosalind Bliss, infrastructure. But one that caught my eye, and I think it is so neat, is a Parks and Recreation strategic plan to green up your schoolyards and to connect kids to parks. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so this is an initiative we launched last year. I did this in partnership with Grand Rapids Public Schools. We have a great relationship with the superintendent and the school board. And we launched a Connecting Children to Nature campaign, looking at what we can do to get kids out into green space, into nature, and use nature and all of these amazing assets we have in the city as learning laboratories for kids. So we've been pretty active in doing that. And then we kicked off the update of our Parks Master Plan. And in that plan is a lot of really specific things that we can do to connect children to nature, to green playgrounds, to identify where we need to add green space in what neighborhoods, as well as connect trails and connect the different parks throughout the city, and also add programming that will increase participation among families and children throughout the community.
You said something in your speech that really resonated with me about how all of these initiatives are fine in and of themselves, but the real trick is to get everybody working in concert with a common goal. People listening to this interview might, from different cities around the state of Michigan, might say, boy, they've got so much going on in Grand Rapids. How in the world are they affording all of these things?
Yeah, you know, my background is social work, so I've always had a very holistic approach. And, you know, even my very first year as mayor, I set out goals in a number of areas, just knowing that they're interconnected. And I think the important thing is that you identify your partners in each of those areas. And every single community has, you know, their greatest asset are their people. It's people who are willing to step up and be involved and be engaged and help figure out how to make something happen. And so my hope as mayor is to inspire and encourage people to step up, but also provide them an opportunity to step up and get involved. And so we cannot accomplish any of these things without our amazing partners in the city. So even our work around bike lanes, we have a West Michigan Bicycle Coalition. You know, the work we're doing with the urban canopy. We have an urban forest project and an urban Forests Committee here at the city, the work we're doing around agriculture. We just created an Urban Ag Committee. And so, you know, identifying those spark plugs in your community who want to get involved and then empowering them to be a part of it is an important part of actually moving things forward. Same thing with the racial equity work. There's a lot of amazing people and organizations in this community doing equity work. And my hope is that we bring them together, because if we all collectively work together, we're going to have a greater impact more quickly.
Well, Rosalyn, our time is up. This has been a great pleasure. I hope that we can do this every year and continue the tradition.
Sounds good. I would love that.
I've been talking with Rosalyn Bliss, the mayor of the great city of Grand Rapids. We've been talking about a number of sustainability initiatives that she featured in her recent State of the City address. Mayor Bliss, thanks so much for being a guest on Greening the Great Lakes.
Thanks so much for having me.